Well, just to give you a short word, love. Love. Do you know something? There are some people, they say, well, have you got, any other words and things like that? Well, anybody that knows me know I've got a lot of other words to talk about. I've got a lot of others. I've got words already prepared and not enough weeks to do them and fit them in. You know, about the Word of God, for example, and how important it is to our lives. But, you know, I heard one preacher actually say that love is like the curtain rail that you hang your theology on. And if you want the stopping or the restricting of the teaching on love, it's a bit like saying to your husband or your wife, I think you've told me too many times that you love me. That's what it is. That's what it's like. It's like saying, come on, darling. You know, you're telling me too many times that you love me. You know, have your mom and dad told you too many times that they love you? Within our culture today, it's not a culture of love. It's a culture of self-preservation. Looking after number one and considering themselves as number one. That's what it is. Love is about an expression of God's heart giving away. It wants to give. Love can't stop giving. Love is interested in somebody else. Another way you can see it, and I felt the Lord showed it me this morning, when you take the Word of God here, you imagine it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And I used to see my mother doing jigsaw puzzles. And, when I was a boy, she'd be doing jigsaws. And what she used to do was, she used to do the edges first. Is that right? Who else has done jigsaws? Eh? Well, they've been honest. No. Owned up to it. But she used to put the edging around there. I'll tell you something, your theology will be wrong unless your framework is not based on love. Because he is love. 1 John chapter 4. God is love. He is love. And as I've said many, many times, it's not a good idea with him. He is it. He lives it. He can't be anything else. If his love ever failed, he would be failing himself. He'd be failing himself. So we need to make sure that we continue to hear it, because you're not hearing it from out there. And secondly, another reason you need to hear it is the driving force and the motivation, as I've said many, many times before, about all our salvation is because of his love. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The motivation, the driving force, the reason we are in this and this salvation is accessible is because he loved. He loved us. And he allowed his only Son to go through such a horrible death on that cross and pay the price for all our failings. Carried them on himself. It's as though he's saying, okay, you've failed, you've done this, you've done that, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. I'll do it. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. You are going to get something a little bit different, though, today. A little bit different. Okay? Let's break in at verse 19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft and hatred and discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You know, you imagine, Dave Usher will probably know people that have done this. They've gone out and bought a fruit tree. They buy a fruit tree and they put it out in their garden and it bears no fruit. Are they happy with it? They'll probably ring Dave up and say, why ain't my fruit tree bearing fruit? Eh? Or it could be that they've planted this fruit tree and the fruit when you go out together is bad. Are they equally as pleased? Probably. Dave will probably still get the same phone call. What's wrong with my fruit tree? Especially if he's planted it. What have you done with my fruit tree? There's no fruit. Now this year we've got bad fruit. Are they pleased? No. Now, here is an example, two examples rather, one of the fruit of what people tend to pursue, if you like, before they're born again, okay? Now we're born again, got God's Spirit living within us. The fruit of it, what did we say? Love. Joy. I'm not talking about joy when you've heard that Dave Usher or Chris Stone has got some new jokes. You know, all these years they've been recycling the old ones, but I'm not talking about joy like that. I'm talking about joy where it becomes a strength in your life. The love aspect, this is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love has come to reside within. I was so thrilled when Rick read that out, and we'll go to it in a minute if we've got time. Again, be good to hear it again, Rick. But, you know, this is part of the fruit of this new life. Remember the old life, folks? You know, with that envy going on there and selfish ambition and all the other things. That's how Father thinks. He thinks, you know, supposedly we've left all that lot behind and we're in the new now. You get some bad news. There's a joy residing in here, even sometimes when the bad news comes. I remember when the Lord clearly told me, he spoke to me, he gave me two scriptures and told me to close my business down in 97, the year that we moved to the house we live in now. We moved 1st of March, and in September that year, the products I was selling, it had just become so cutthroat. It was who's prepared to make do with the smallest markup? And God said, close it down. And I went to him again and I said, are you sure here? Of course he's sure if he tells you. And then I went back to him again. because I didn't like the challenge. I didn't like saying to customers, no, I haven't got them products yet, but I've got so-and-so, so-and-so, and you're trying to clear it, and you have 6 or 8 months of no income, and you're trying to clear it, get rid of it, not buying more in, and still paying the rent, and still paying the telephone bill, and still paying everything else that you've got to pay. And people were ringing me and saying, you know, you're the bill for the stock or something like that, you know, oh yeah, and I'm not earning anything. And I put the phone down and I roll around the floor laughing. The joy of the Lord just welled up inside me. It's like it was uncontainable as he carried me through those days. The joy of the Lord being my strength to go through it. It was just, it was like the days when the outpouring came in 94. Just the joy of the Lord being our strength. So we're not getting very far with these, are we? So love, joy, peace, patience. You know, patience is not just about, you know, you're in the queue and at the supermarket and the lady in front and what have you has got a problem with the product and it's they're all backing up and, you know, your next one and you've got a dentist appointment or something like that. And it's not that. It's when sometimes when you don't get your prayers answered. And, you know, faith has to look somewhere else. And I'm waiting on you, God. And it's staying in that right place sometimes, not the place where you slip into the despair. Sometimes it's the place of, I know you're going to come through for me, Lord. And you drop into that place, and I'm waiting for you, Lord. And it's a contented wait. Amen? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Faithfulness is not part of our society today, is it? It's not part of what we see, where we work, where we go. Faithfulness, so many marriages breaking down today. Do you like my new shirt, by the way? Yeah? A Valentine's present. Eh? I wore it for the first time today. So it's a little bit tight round here when I sit down, but she's maybe bought that with a little bit of a suggestion, you know, a little bit of a nudge that, oh, she's bought it in faith. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. 35 years, isn't it, this year, lovey? Is it 36? Well, all right. Maybe I slept through one of them or something. But you know, oh, and we have to say, for the sake of the recording and that, it was my wife that bought it for me because somebody in Australia might be listening to this. Because you can go on our website and you can listen to these, of course. We have to make sure that my Valentine's present was from my wife. So, but yeah, faithfulness. It should be a makeup of what we're about. It should be part of the fruit of our life. Faithfulness as well to your friends, your brothers, your sisters. Faithfulness to church. To church. Faithfulness to people that you said, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. I'll be there. Faithful friendships. Jesus is a faithful friend, isn't he? Well, we should be carrying that within us and exhibiting the same sort of thing. Here we go. Gentleness and self-control. gentleness. Do you know something? If we exhibited, if I exhibited that fruit in my life, do you think the people in society would see it? Do you think I'd look different? I'd look different, wouldn't I? If I was gentle, Bill Johnson's written a new book. How many books has he written? Well, has he written about 20 or something? But, you know, I think it's called God is Kind. Kindness should be part of the fruit in our life. Self-control be part of our lives. So if I'm like that, okay, people are going to notice the difference. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know it says in 1 John 4:16, knowing and believing the love, and I've said it many, many times before, but you know, we should go on preaching this about his love until we really believe it. We really believe that we're loved by a loving, caring Father, Heavenly Father, loving us enough to give up his only son to die for such as us, and to turn around and say to us, you failed, you've done this wrong and what have you, but I'll pay the price for it. Whatever it costs, I'll pay it. Whatever pain has to be borne, I'll pay it. This is the kind of God we're talking about. This is the kind of God that is being shut out of society. They don't just want to hear words anymore. They want to see a life as well. They want to see these words, but they want to see the life that them those words have produced as it gets inside us. And we've allowed it to come in and change us and make room for us. Need to make room for that word and allow it to change us, that we will become good fruit bearers, that God can come along and he can say, I want to put this fruitful vessel in a place where people can see it because it's bearing good fruit. Not a barren tree, not a tree bearing bad fruit with envy and selfish ambition and all the other stuff that society out there's running after and being like. He says, I want to put you on show. When you start bearing that fruit, I want to put you on show. I want to put you where you can be seen. Amen? Let's just turn to Psalm 23, shall we? Whoa. Yes, Lord. God is good. He loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. I thought it was so good what Rick brought this morning in that short word that I didn't want to finish without it. It says, surely goodness and love. Don't shut down the message of love because it's going to come running after you. If you turn to him, you'll find love is running after you. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. All the days of your life. It won't be missing tomorrow. You won't get up tomorrow morning and find it's missing, whether you feel it or whether you don't. According to his word, it won't have gone walkies. It won't have gone missing. It'll be there. All the days of your life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the promise to you. Whether you feel his love or whether you don't, There are some days, and I'm sure Paul and Silas didn't feel his love that day when they'd had their back ripped out, flesh pulled off it, and what have you, and thrown in the inner part of the prison and what have you. Where are you, Lord? You've left me. And what have you. They didn't go into that. They started a praise party. They started. I'm sure it's got to be that they understood this love. That whatever's happened to me today, he still loves me. I can't feel it, because I feel where the flesh has come off my back. But I've not just known the love, but I've believed it. He's got to a place whereby he believed it, even though he didn't feel it. I'm sure there are a lot of days when you don't feel it. You know something? I've been crying out to God recently, particularly as regards the people that are going down with sickness in our church. And thinking about Sid with motor neuron disease. And I prayed a prayer quite a while ago, and I said, Lord, what could you give me as a pastor if I can't see healing? What can you give me? Just like Abraham did. What can you give me if I'm childless? What could you give me beyond what you've given me? I want us as a church to step up in healing. We've seen some good healings. And when I went to Torquay the other week, I've told you already, and starting to see some more healings. But it took a bit of persistence. I prayed for somebody and they see no change. But I had to pray for some of them 3 times before I saw change. Come on, others will have to wait. I want to pray. And we saw some people heal. And I just believe that there's a breakthrough coming. And we're going to see it. And we're going to see it because we're going to persist. And the family that stays together is the family that prays together. And I want us to stand this morning, and I want us to pray. And I want us to pray that this fruit will become real in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit of God. We're kind to people who are unkind. We're gentle with people who are not gentle with us. Whoa, I've gone on a long time. Let's just stand, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just reach out and focus on him right now. We thank you, Lord, that we serve a good God. And we thank you, Lord, that you want us to exhibit the fruit of your Spirit. Yeah. Not the fruit of the world with strife, envy, anger, dissensions. We want to exhibit a life that's got love in it, Lord. And compassion in it. Feeling sorry for somebody doesn't do a thing. Compassion says, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. And we cry out to you this morning that you'll do whatever is necessary in our lives. Put your hand on your heart. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that I've got the wrong side. Lord, do whatever you need to do and change whatever you need to change, Lord, in our hearts, that we will bear much fruit for you. We will show the fruit of the Spirit. Come, Lord, do it. We give you permission to do it. Make the changes, dig in the garden of our hearts and turn over the old ground. In Jesus' name, And Lord, we also cry out to you, Lord, that you will send a greater level of healing. Yes, Lord, take us up another level. We want to see the lame walk, the blind see. We want to see it, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord. Come, we want you to do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It was relevant, was healing 2,000 years ago. And it's relevant in our society today. So we ask you to do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I think there'd be too many here this morning, but just acknowledge it. Put your hand up if you want God to touch you right now. You need healing in your body. Just put your hand up right now. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord, we just thank you. And as we get this revelation of love more and more in our lives from your precious word and the compassion you had towards people in the Gospels, demonstrating what the Father is really like time and again, compassion, compassion, compassion. Lord, that's the Father we're looking to right now. And we cry out to you. Cry out to you that people's bodies will be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Just release your healing right now, your healing power. Yes, Lord. And he sent forth his word and healed them. He sent forth his word and healed them. If anybody has any doubt that it's for the here and now, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Past tense. Just take it right now. Reach out to him. Take your healing. Say thank you to him. There's a receiving mode in the spirit. You need to step into the receiving mode. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, come and see me at the end, anybody that feels that there's change in your body.